Well, hey, what is going down, everybody? Welcome back to another Am I on the Air Quick Bites episode. And I'm so happy to be back with you guys here today for a very special Quick Bite. We're going to do a review. We're going to do a very special review because hitting Netflix today is the highly anticipated comedy That 90s Show. That's right, the sequel series to the popular pop culture hit That 70s Show. Do you remember That 70s Show? It was out quite some time ago. It had Topher Grace. It had Wilmer Valderrama. It had Ashton Kutcher. It had Mila Kunis. It had a lot of people in that show, and it was a big hit. Obviously, it's been off the air for quite some time. And then about a year ago, I had broadcasted the news that they were going to do a spin-off series. That yes, that Kurtwood Smith and Deborah Jo Rupp were going to return as Red Foreman and Kitty Foreman, and we were going to do a spin-off series called That 90s Show. We were going to fast forward. The kids are now grown up. A lot of them have kids. And where do we take the story from here? So 10 episodes have hit Netflix today. It is January the 19th. We're broadcasting live here from the Red Dragons Radio Studios here in Tucson, Arizona. And I'm going to take a couple minutes just to chat about this show. So this is on Netflix, and I'm torn on this show. And I'm going to come up front and let you guys know that I did not watch That 70s Show. That was not my jam. I didn't like it. When I would watch pieces of it, I didn't care for it very much. I feel like maybe if I would to go back in time and watch it now, I might like it. But when the show came out, it didn't connect with me, and it just wasn't my thing. So I don't go into the 90s show with any kind of nostalgia, right? It's not like Saved by the Bell, for example. When Saved by the Bell had its reunion come back on Peacock, that was super cool for me because I grew up on Zack and Slater and Kelly and all the whole crew, right? So it was really cool to go back to that many years later over on Peacock. So with That 90s Show, I don't have that connection. So my review is a little tainted because I'm coming from an area that I don't have the love for the original series like a lot of people would that are going to be really stoked for this show. So wanted to get that out there up front. Obviously, I'm aware of the show. Obviously, I'm aware of the people that are in the show. I love comedies. I love comedy sitcoms, and that is why I wanted to review this show and give it a shot and see what I thought. And again, I'm very torn, being 100% honest. The pilot episode is a mixed bag. The humor is super cheesy. The laugh track feels off. And this is something that I've just felt in general with Netflix comedies, is they come off in a weird way. Unlike when they're on CBS or NBC or on a major network, I always feel like on Netflix they come off in a very overly dubbed laugh track kind of style, which makes it hard. But putting that aside, I felt they went really hard to try to cram nostalgia into the first episode because you had Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis pop up. You had Topher Grace pop up along with, I'm sorry, I'm spacing her name, Laura Prepon as Donna. So you had them pop up, and it felt like they were like, hey, look at this. Look who's here. Look who's here. Let's get the cheap pop. Let's get excited because, our peeps from the original series are here. And it felt crammed. It was like, why not spread this out over the course of the 10 episodes instead of just leaning into it right away in the first episode? Now, I'm not going to lie, I did get a pop every time one of these characters popped up because it was like, okay, that's pretty cool. Even though I wasn't a fan of the original series, it was something exciting for me to see. The story of this one here basically starts with Topher Grace's Eric Foreman and Laura Prepon is Donna. They're married. They have a kid. And their kid is played by Callie Haverda. And she plays Leah Foreman. And basically, they're there to visit his parents, obviously, Red Foreman and Kitty Foreman. So they're visiting, and then their daughter decides, I want to stay. I want to stay for the summer. I want to make new friends, and I want to see what I can get into. So they end up letting her stay because Red and Kitty agree. So that kind of sets up the premise of the show, right? And of course, this is going to focus on the kids. It's a group of friends. This is the new version of that 70s show. You have Ashton Kutcher's kid in this, and then you have different people pop in and pop out. The kids are a little over the top for me. I like a couple of them, but they play it up super cheesy and they play it up super hammy. The whole series is a mixed bag because there's some episodes that are actually pretty funny and pretty charming, and then there's other episodes that are just, it's just that cliche 20-minute kind of sitcom comedy. So I can't come here and tell you it's great, and I can't come here and tell you it's bad. I think this show relies too much on nostalgia. It really tries to just basically take the formula of that 70s show and duplicate it into the 90s show. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. There's once again the cheap pops, like when Valderrama pops up as Fez. Anytime an old school character pops up, there's that cheap pop, which is really cool to see, but sometimes it relies on it too much. And like I said, it really needed to hinge on the kids, and I don't feel the kids work 100%, and that's what's unfortunate. So it's a mixed bag. Out of 5 stars, I'd probably lean in around 2.5, possibly 3 stars, depending on the episode. 2 stars in my book is it's okay. I wouldn't say steer away from it. Once again, I think if you're a fan of the original 70s series, I think you'll like this. If you're a teenager, you might dig the style of what the kids are doing. If you're somebody my age, like I said, you'll get a cool, cheap pop when you see the older characters, but I don't think you're going to like the newer kids, and I don't think you're going to like the story. The standouts here are definitely Red and Kitty. Kurtwood Smith is amazing in this, and Deborah Jo Rupp is hilarious. So they're the two that kind of hinge this show. It really does focus around them because it's in their house. Even though the kids kind of take center focus, it's really with Red and Kitty and their love for the kids and their love for the family that really drives the show. And they're amazing. So I really do want to shout them out. But overall, the show is just okay. It's got really cool episodes and it's got some not cool episodes. And it makes it a little hard to review here, to be honest, just because it is a mixed bag. So I just wanted to get on here, though, and I wanted to give you guys quick thoughts today since the show just dropped today, in case you were wondering, should I check this out? Yay or nay. So that's what I got for you. That is that 90s show, which is now streaming on Netflix, all 10 episodes. Okay? That'll do it for me tonight for this quick bite. Once again, my name is Don Mega. Follow me at DX Don Mega on Twitter. Follow the show at Am I on the Air. AmiOnTheAir.com is, of course, our website, and that's where you can check out our normal episodes and anything else that we pop on down the road. So thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.